through summer and through fall. But the mortgage worked the hardest and the steadiest of us all. It worked on nights and Sunday, it worked each holiday. Settled down among us and it never went away. The farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down. The farmer is the man who feeds us all. If you'll only look and see, I know you will agree that the farmer is the man who feeds us all.
It's not supposed to do that. Hold on. You know, I queued this up, right?
Yes.
Yes, I did. Okay, here we go. This is too confusing. I was so thrilled at seeing Fabio. There we go. Okay. I haven't seen him in a long time. All right. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Pig Talk on WFMU, East Orange, MFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Matt and Kevin, excuse me, who normally do the Gig Talk program at this time, are away for the next couple of weeks doing some gigs, I guess. So they'll come back and talk to you about them later. But in the meantime, I am the lucky one who gets to be here with you tonight, and that makes me very happy, and I hope that you'll feel that way, too. And what makes me even happier is that my own dear Sluggo...
Hello.
...is here with me.
I'm over-modulating.
Oh, just calm down.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Do I write stuff in the computer now?
What you should do is you should open another window, and I love that we're doing this on the air. You should open another window in that browser and queue up that song that we're going to have about truckers.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be exciting.
Okay, I'm excited.
I hope everybody is happy tonight. So I was here to make sure I don't call the cops, I guess.
But by the way, this is Pig Talk.
Pig Talk, yeah.
It's not
it's not
a horrible euphemism for the police force.
No.
Somebody asked that question.
What? Somebody asked if we were going to talk about police?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We might, but not.
Carmichael. Carmichael.
Listener Carmichael, hi, on the comments board. If you want to be on the comments board for Pig Talk, you can go to WFMU.org and look for our comments board. Sluggo's running that tonight.
Yeah, that makes me nervous, or should make you nervous.
No, everything's fine. We're going to just be getting agricultural, Listener Carmichael, from now until 7 p.m. So, you got everything all ready?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm typing.
Let's talk about something else then. We're going to be giving away tickets a little bit later.
Can't you hear me typing?
I can hear you typing,
I hunt and peck with the best of them.
Should I turn off your mic?
No. Okay. This is exciting for the listeners.
No, it's not.
It's giving them...
God, please, I really was trying to do this all about pigs and be really good. Everything's ruined already.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. That's why I'm here.
That's right. So I can blame you.
Yes.
As I do. All right.
I'm almost there.
Okay.
It's so hard to type.
Anyway, what we wanted to start off talking about.
This is why I don't have a job.
I
can't type fast enough.
You don't have a job because you have a wife to support you. That's
oh,
the other
they're
reason.
Having problems. Oh, well, that's because.
Okay, you ready? Okay, so truckers. We're going to start off talking about truckers because I don't know if you remember Sluggo, but I used to do a show called Truck Stop Tea Party years and years and years
you
ago.
You did?
And that was how we met, actually.
What?
Was on the Truck Stop Tea Party on
that's
WFMU.
Not, no.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yes. And so I often played music at that time for our truck driving friends.
Uh-huh.
And I have a little bit of music that kind of the sort of thing we used to play for truck drivers.
Yes.
And shall I play it now?
Well, we're queued up.
No, I'm going to play this one first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm glad you're queued up.
I'm just so proud of myself.
I don't actually know if this is queued up.
Hey.
Not really.
Hell,
okay, that's not the song.
Thank God.
This is terrible.
This is the most professional show I've heard you do.
This is the worst show I've ever done. I'm so sorry.
Ah, the sounds of queuing records.
I'm sorry.
This is delightful.
Why did you just talk
It's so naive.
Talk about something.
This is like outsider radio.
It is like outsider
radio. It's like folk radio.
Terrible.
Well, what else can we talk about besides queuing up records? Oh, God, this is the worst. So we stumbled, and we're in free fall now.
Stop that. Where's Kurt with his story about Stinky the Goat when we need him?
Too late.
I can't
from planet to high, and then I'm fine.
Is anything going out over the air at this point?
What is in my but I'm not crying. Just because
okay.
I'm old, it's no joke. I just can't stand that diesel smoke.
Margo, are you there?
Yes.
I'm not hearing you.
I can't hear you.
A rig coming from the other way.
Are you on the air?
Was blinking his lights. The bulls were out of frame. Ease up on the throttle and cut the Michelin. Drop her back and scat
when I pass that radar screen.
Well, I'm hearing the song.
Well, are you talking from right into the highest that
I'm hearing the song.
I've got tears in my eyes, but I'm not crying. Just because I'm talking, it's no joke. I just can't stand that diesel.
I'm hearing the country song.
4 years in the war as a sailor. 10 years on the road pulling sailors.
Are you in that thing?
That much fresh air now would make me crow. After all these years smelling diesel smoke. If I'm trying to hit the high, then I'm fine. Tears in my eyes, but I'm not crying. Just because I'm coughing, it's no joke. I just can't stand that diesel smoke.
Okay, well, I can't actually do a show if I can't hear what's on the air. So that's exciting. I'm really sorry, everybody. Let's start over, should we? Let's start over.
Okay.
So, did we actually hear some truck driving music there for a little bit?
I heard it on my headphones. I don't know if it went out over the air.
It looked like it was going out over the air.
Okay. That was great.
Let's say it went out over the air. I'm so sorry, everyone. Okay, that was, we hope, an old truck driving song from a long time ago. But we found out this week that actually there's modern-day truckers out in the western United States, out in California, all the way up the West Coast into Canada. I think all across Canada, right?
Yep, all across Canada.
And who are those modern-day truck drivers, Sluggo?
Well, they're as American as apple pie.
Yes.
The Sikhs.
The Sikhs.
The Sikhs.
With their turbans.
The Sikhs with their, they're willing to defend any faith, no matter what.
Are they?
Yeah. That's one of the cool things about Sikhs is that any oppressed faith, they will go and defend.
That's cool.
And there's really cool stories of them, like, protecting some temple in India, and, you know, like, 20, like, badass Sikhs, like, fighting off thousands of people.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, and they're actually a very interesting faith.
So that is the modern-day trucker is a Sikh. And they're taking over, apparently, in Punjab, the Punjab.
Now, wait.
Yes, what?
They don't have 10-gallon hats anymore. They have 10-gallon turbans.
Whoa! 10-gallon turbans, right.
So funny.
So they have turbans, and I'm thinking, like, when these Sikh truckers pull into the truck stop, and they get out, and they're filling up their trucks, and you know, some suburban mom pulls in her big SUV and sees a brown person in a turban. Is she going to, like, freak out and call the cops or what?
Well, evidently you can't barbecue and be black in this country.
I know,
so I would imagine
if you're
wearing a turban and driving a semi, that's going to be...
Sikhs and semis.
Yes.
They have... Today there was a story about a... African-American lawyer who lives in a gentrified neighborhood, I think in the D.C. area.
Hmm.
And he was, his son wasn't feeling well, so he stayed home from work with his son, and then his son started to feel better. His son's like a little baby.
He took him out for a ride.
He took him in a stroller, and was pushing him in the park. Yeah. And this woman called the cops because there was a suspicious black man with a baby.
Yes, and the baby was...
His son.
Was his son.
Yeah.
And looked like him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Very...
pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. Pretty neurotic. White people aren't really doing well lately.
No, they're getting the bad PR.
They're generating a lot of bad press.
I was on the train coming into my day job today on the shuttle going from Grand Central to Times Square. And there was a guy on the train, a homeless guy. He said he was homeless anyway, and he was trying to sell the newspapers for 25 cents that he got for free, like the Metro and the AM New York. But it wasn't the usual street news guy; it was like a different guy. And he was talking about how he wanted everybody in the car gave him 25 cents, and he could get a place for the night and stuff. And then he started talking about statistics of homelessness in this country, mm-hmm. and 1 in 5 people living in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, there's more white people than black people, so that means the 1 in 5 people includes white people. And, you know, and he was very articulate, and he kind of had me going, and I was reaching for my dollar to give him. And then he said, and all white people hate black people, and all black people hate white people. And you know me, I stood up and I said, wait a minute, that is not true.
Mm.
And then it turned into a whole thing.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, but I mean,
arguing with a crazy man on the
subway. But it's not true. It's not true. You can't say that, right?
No.
I mean, you could call out these specific instances of insane people calling the cops because someone's, you know, pushing their son in a stroller while black.
Right.
And stuff like that. But, you know, the Reverend Dr. King, he didn't hate white people.
No.
Malcolm X didn't hate white people. Pope Francis doesn't hate black people. I mean, there's lots of people who should be, you know, I don't know, like models to us that we should look to behave correctly and ethically and morally in our lives, you know, and they don't hate people because of the color of their skin.
They don't have an HBO TV series where they're doing all these great things.
Well, they might. I mean, some of them do, don't they? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's just like it was not correct. I didn't want him. I put my dollar away and I told him he was wrong.
Well.
You know, but that's me.
There is this thing that I ascribe to, which is that everyone is racist.
Yeah.
And our racism works in ways that we don't even, aware of.
I'm not saying that people aren't racist. I'm just saying that.
You can't make a sweeping statement like that.
So we're getting way off the topic of pigs here. So let's get back
to Sikhs.
Punjabi trucking songs.
Yeah.
The Sikhs have their own trucking songs now, and I guess probably in their language, these are about, what, blue jeans?
You know, where to get the best grits in the country.
Mm-hmm.
My wife doesn't understand me when I'm out on a long haul.
Yeah.
I don't know my son. My son resents me because I never see him.
Because I'm
He's
doing
like,
a
who's
long
my
haul.
Daddy? I'm doing
long
hauls.
Haul trucking, yeah.
Where, you know, I'm doing a lot of Bennies so I can get this on down the line.
yeah.
You know.
So let's hear some.
We're ready?
Maybe.
Well, check this out.
Okay.
Yeehaw!
Is it playing?
Yes.
I'm not hearing it.
I'm not hearing it either.
I'm hearing like tick, tick, tick.
I'm
tick.
Hearing a weird
ticking.
Weird beat. Okay.
Yeah, what is that?
Let's.
Are you sure this thing is playing?
It's playing, baby. Now I'm turning it. I rewound it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to hit another button.
I hit all the buttons that there are to hit.
Huh.
I hit DAW 1 and I hit DAW 2.
Did you bring it up?
Yeah, they're up.
Hmm.
We're having
massive technical difficulties.
This is horrible. I'm really upset. It's in program.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. We're in program.
Huh.
Try it again.
All right. Okay.
No,
do I have it in the right thing?
Yeah, are you hitting play?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's playing.
Huh.
Okay, we're not hearing it.
Oh,
we had the greatest God. Bhangra.
Gosh darn
music.
It.
Yeah, we had the greatest Bhangra
really
trucking
cool.
song. It's
it
a really good song.
Oh, man. That really blows.
Yeah, this blows.
All right.
I don't
well.
Know what to do. I got. Oh, where's the wait.
Oh, you just turned off the computer monitor.
Nope, I don't know. Is it back on?
Now it is. Okay. I have to sign in.
Yeah.
And I can't do that because I don't know anything about that. So,
okay, so
all right.
We're screwed.
We're going to do the Humpty Dance now.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something. We're going to talk about a ticket giveaway. That sounds awkward. What?
Let's talk about our successes or your successes.
No, that's not.
Eurovision was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's thank everybody who came down for Eurovision, WFM Eurovision last Saturday. Kurt Gottschalk, the Sultan Suave, and I, we hosted with a number of guest celebrity DJs from WFMU, including Gaylord Fields, who was the host with the most, and Sue Braun was there, Scott Williams was there, Matt was there, the other Bronwyn B was there, Stashu was there, lots of WFM DJs. I'm sorry if there's anyone I'm forgetting.
Scott was there.
Mm-hmm. I said Scott.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was
yeah.
spaced
and then,
out.
And a lot of listeners came, and we had a wonderful time. We want to thank the volunteers, Wayne, John, Benny, and Laura.
Yeah.
And also Ruth, who put the whole thing together, and Tom, who ran the soundboard. It was a lot of fun, and we thank you guys for coming down, and we hope you'll be back next year, because I think it was very successful, and we'll do it again.
That was good.
Yep, it was. So maybe I should just play some music. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. This is not going well. Okay. But I bet it makes the Gig Talk guys feel good, because they'll feel more necessary.
They're indispensable now.
Apparently so. All right, we're going to...
See, the whole station falls apart when you're not around, guys.
Yeah, really. Or we could just go on with pigs.
Let's talk about pigs. This is Pig Talk.
This is Pig Talk on WFMU. With a lot of really bad technical difficulties. I have both the DAWs still up.
Well, whatever. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, I guess we better.
All right.
Commodity prices?
Sure.
We talked about truckers.
We talked about trucking.
We played a trucking song, but we don't even know. I couldn't hear it. I've got my headphones back on now, though. I can hear them now. So that's good. That's an improvement.
Yes.
All right. And commodity prices.
Well, that's important.
It is important. If the farmer wants to look up commodity prices, nowadays they can't go to the local newspaper. They have to go online.
Well, there you go. Time marches on.
I know. And because, you know, the prices change so fast. But internet access is not really good in the rural areas, so that's bad for them. But all they need to know is that they're just going to lose money.
How it should be.
Well, they know they're going to lose money going in, because the farmer always loses money. It doesn't matter. Like back in the 80s when they told them to plant fence row to fence row.
Right.
The government told them that. The federal government said, plant fence row to fence row. We need all the soybeans you can grow. And they planted. And, of course, when the supply was so big, they oversupplied. And then the prices went down and they all lost money. So whatever they tell you to do. Anyway, the 2018 outlook for pork farmers has now switched from profits to losses.
Very good. They
were suggesting that they would make profits this year, but now they won't because of higher costs and because our president started a trade war with China.
Well, you know, it's always good to start trade wars.
Mm, yeah, because...
Especially when you don't have a plan to...
Right, and especially when you have no plan at all. You say, we could do better. You know, I think the thing with Trump is that he went to business school, right? In like the...
In
the 70s,
I mean,
or something? Whatever he learned... is old, right? It's not up to date. It's not the way things work now. So he learned like some kind of thing like, oh, if we put a tariff on something, we're going to be better off. And he doesn't think like, oh, well, China will just turn around and put a tariff on us. So anyway, corn is up 27 cents a bushel this
week. That's
good
news.
No. Well, it's good news for the corn growers, but it's bad news for the pig farmer.
Oh, that's right,
because
that's more
feed. The soybean meal futures.
Pig farmer can't catch a break.
I know. Soybean meal futures are about $55 a ton higher, so that's like good for the soybean farmer, but it's bad for the pig farmer. Because that means that feed...
That means bacon's going to go sky high.
I'm telling you. Feed is up $3 per live hundredweight of hog. So
that's
every
outrageous.
Pig, right? Okay, the diesel prices are going up.
Yes.
So it's going to cost more to ship the pigs to market and the trucks driven by the Sikhs. And labor prices are going up. And
I wonder if Sikhs have a dietary restriction against
I don't know. Do they?
Pigs.
Do you think they
do? I don't know.
Are they okay to transport them even if they might have a dietary restriction? We don't know.
Well, it depends. If they think they're unclean, like I don't know if Muslims can actually handle any
pork.
Any pork thing, like even if it's in transit. Like that's why those Pakistani stands don't sell pork rinds, or they don't sell them because no one will buy them.
Either one.
But I think it's really because of...
We buy them.
Yeah, but we don't buy them from Pakistani people.
Because Pakistani places don't carry them.
They don't carry them.
So we can't buy them from them.
So there you go.
Right.
That's empirical fact.
Yes. Empirical factual evidence. We don't know.
Yes.
So labor prices are going up. The interest on farm mortgage loans is going up. The tariffs that Trump's put on steel and aluminum... Aluminum is going to increase the prices... of those things, and those are used in farm buildings and equipment. And the final, straw.
The death blow
was that he started the trade war, and that caused China to put a 25% tariff on our pork.
Wow.
They don't even need our stinking pork.
They grow like
97% of the pork that they eat. They only buy 1% of their pork from the United States.
Well, then if there's a 25 markup, it doesn't matter because
it's not that
big of an industry.
One percent of China's pork is 525 million pounds per annum. That brought in $1.1 billion to the pork farmer last year. And that's just 1%.
That is a lot of dough.
So their tariffs hurt us a lot more than our tariffs hurt them.
Yeah.
So if you add up all the numbers now, instead of making a profit this year, the pork farmer is going to lose about $12.50 a head.
And
every pig that they grow, they're losing money on.
Is South Carolina a pig farming state?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
Why do you ask?
Oh, because I think they had a natural disaster involving pig manure about 10 years ago.
They did? What was it?
I don't remember that. It just overflowed.
The pig manure overflowed what?
The feedlot broke the dam. I think one town was swamped with pig manure, and it was like this big ecological disaster. Maybe it was like
terrible.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but it was down south. And being the elitist northeasterner that I am, I have no idea where that is.
We should look it up.
Iowa is
a prime pork producing state. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Earl Root's Hog Farm was right down the road from where I grew up.
Where's Piggly Wiggly come from?
That's a grocery store in the South, I think.
Right.
More in the South.
But they have a pig.
They have a pig. They have a pig.
And that's important.
You know who else has a pig?
Who?
This is sports now. We're going to go into pig sports.
Wow, what a segue.
I know. Who has a pig? The Trenton Thunder of Trenton, New Jersey. Yes,
God
they have
bless
a pig.
Him.
Oh, here we go. Show that to Sluggo. Can you help him?
Yeah.
Jeff,
I need all the help
Jeff's
I can
Jeff's going
get.
To help us try to get this.
So
this,
I think you were on doll one.
Yeah, I got... One up. I got everything.
Oh,
okay.
There it is.
All right. And then what's going to happen now?
Problem here.
Yeah.
There's a dumb thing over here.
Jeff is here who's going to get the...
I don't know why.
Something was muted. No wonder we couldn't play it.
It's hidden in Windows in a dumb place.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Something mixer or something.
Yeah, we were having terrible technical difficulties. I couldn't hear anything.
This booby trap built in.
Well, that's terrible.
That's why.
I don't know if that'll work now, but it.
Can you get it up and we'll try?
We have it up.
Why don't you just play it? Let's see
back.
If we can play
let's,
this. We're gonna before we talk about the Trenton Thunder. We're gonna hear some.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. That's not the song.
Jesus. Honey.
Okay.
That is really loud. Thank you. This is Truckin' Music of today.
The volume was cranked.
Yeah.
on here.
So this is Sikh truck driving music.
It's pretty great.
I like the Farfisa organ sound in the middle of the bongo. That's pretty good.
So are we just gonna like talk over this like it's bed music?
Well, we can listen to it.
All right. Well, there is so much stuff in the comments board.
I'm sorry, everybody.
and not all of it's good.
I would think not. I would expect not, yeah.
But we have found out that Sikhs may or may not be vegetarians.
Uh-huh.
Because someone says they work with a Sikh who is a strict vegetarian, but I know Christians who are strict vegetarians.
I'm going to say, yeah, that's true. So, I mean, so that it's not really, necessarily, doesn't yeah. necessarily follow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I love about Jeff is he always, whenever I have a technical difficulty and he comes to help me, he hands me a note. And I never understand what the note means.
Well, that's because you're in freak-out mode, and you can't possibly think linearly at all.
I know, I can't process info.
Well, we're finding out that South Carolina is ranked 21st in the pork-producing states.
Oh, that's not very much
that's
at all.
Not at all.
Mr. Ken from Hyde Park.
But they did have a... If I recall correctly, a very toxic manure spill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Toxic manure.
Yeah, they had like this huge slurry that was like acres and acres, and it just broke. The dam broke. But maybe we should listen to this song. This song is so good.
Yeah, okay. Let's listen. ਹਰ ਪਾਸੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਪੂਰੀ ਸਰਦਾਰੀ ਨੀ ਨਿਜ਼ਾਮ ਪੂਰੇ ਤਾਣੇ ਨਾਲ ਪੱਕੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਯਾਰੀ ਨੀ ਹਰ ਪਾਸੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਪੂਰੀ ਸਰਦਾਰੀ ਨੀ ਨਿਜ਼ਾਮ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਾਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਪੱਕੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਯਾਰੀ ਨੀ ਪਾਲੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਟਰਾਲੇ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਰੇ ਰੱਬ ਰੱਖ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਰੱਬ ਰੱਖ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿੱਤੀ ਰੋੜ ਤੇ ਪਤਲੀਏ ਨਾਰੇ ਰੱਬ ਰੱਖ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿੱਤੀ ਰੋੜ ਤੇ ਪਤਲੀਏ ਨਾਰੇ ਰੱਬ ਰੱਖ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿੱਤੀ ਰੋੜ ਤੇ ਪਤਲੀਏ ਨਾਰੇ ਰੱਬ ਰੱਖ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿੱਤੀ ਰੋੜ ਤੇ ਪਤਲੀਏ ਨਾਰੇ ਰੱਬ ਰੱਖ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿੱਤੀ ਰੋੜ ਤੇ ਪਤਲੀਏ ਨਾਰੇ ਵਾਓ
Well, that was
worth
great. It.
Thank you. Yeah, that was what is that called?
Canadian
Punjabi truck song or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Punjabi truck songs on YouTube. There's many, many, many. So you can go on and find some for yourself. They're pretty interesting. Pretty great.
Yeah.
And the videos are great. That particular video is just beauty shots of trucks.
But the funny thing is there are no rebel flags painted on those trucks.
Yeah, for some reason.
There are no rebel flags.
Why is that?
There are no U.S. flags
either. Do they have those mud flaps with, like, the girl silhouette?
There are no chick mud flaps. No. I didn't see any flames of any kind. Mm-hmm. No elaborate pinstriping.
No?
You'd think they would go with, an Indian motif at the very least, but they were just super clean.
Yeah, I think they like the super clean shiny trucks.
But you know, it's a chance to put like all kinds of decorations on it.
I think we should find out for next week if.
Do you think Dutch truck drivers put Delft all over their trucks?
Yes, I do. I think they decorate them.
That would
with
be
Delft.
Pretty cool, actually.
There are truck drivers elsewhere. That's a good point. There are long haul truck drivers exist in other countries, although they don't have the long haul that we have in the U.S.
We have
the U.S.
quite the long haul.
U.S. is huge, and Canada is huge.
Canada is also huge.
Huge. Yep.
You know, the backbone of industry is long-haul trucking.
Yep. You know, I wanted to do a ticket giveaway today, but we have had so many...
We are so not going to try that.
...technical difficulties that I'm just going to hold it for next week. I have a really good question, agricultural question for next week, but we're going to hold off, I think, until then.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
I think we should just hold it. Do you want to know something else about pig farming?
I sure do.
Because this is Pig Talk on WFMU.
It sure is.
Yep. This is actually the only thing I know about pig farming, although I think I might have pitched Pig Talk to station manager Ken as a program that's all about pig knowledge. But anyway, scientists and experts and farmers attest that if you put a bowling ball down in the farrowing pen with the pigs, then they roll that ball around with their snouts, and they don't chew each other's tails off so much.
So by breaking the boredom, they don't commit acts of cannibalism?
That's correct. And that is science. And
well,
that's pigs.
That's empirical.
I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson right now, only with pigs. Because that's science.
That is science.
Pig science.
We love pig science.
Of course we do. Why wouldn't we? You know, I was trying to do that sports report thing.
Yes.
I could do that. Let's do that. It's about pigs.
We don't know the artist that we just heard, though.
Oh, no, don't we? Do we?
No.
Does it say?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say the artist's name of the Bangra truck driving song?
I am looking deep.
Deep.
Deep. Deep into the bowels of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm not fighting.
The bowels of YouTube doesn't sound like a good place to be.
No. No, it doesn't.
No.
It isn't. Oh, wait. Here's the artist, Kanth Kalar.
Kanth Kalar?
Although it's pronounced, it's spelled Kaler.
Kaler. But yes. You're pronouncing it Kalar because you think it sounds more exotic
that way?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm adding my own stupid, white, sort of pretentious
pronunciation,
which turns out to always be wrong.
Yeah,
like
okay.
When I ordered a croque madame, I used to say croque madame because I was being, you know.
Isn't it croque madame?
No, it's croque.
Croque?
Yeah.
Croque madame?
Croque madame.
Who set you straight on that?
Some people at the patisserie that I used to order that at.
they finally told you, by the way, you've been pronouncing it.
Yeah, they said,
by the way,
by the way, stupid white man, you totally got it wrong.
It's croque.
It's like, it's not cons, it's can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can.
Yeah, like I always do that pretentious thing because I'm so self-conscious about being a cracker and it just doesn't work out.
Nope.
It never, because then I'm more of a cracker because I don't know how to pronounce it. All right, enough of that.
You know, we're talking about food. Maybe we'll talk about food. We could talk about the recipe of the week.
Okay.
Okay, because I was trying to think what else that they have on radio shows back home in the heartland where I come from. And I remembered that there used to be a lot of ladies giving recipes on the radio. Like if you turned the radio on in the middle of the day, there would be a show. Right after they gave the commodity prices, they'd come on with some lady and she'd, you know, talk to all the housewives out there and tell them how to make food.
I have a question. Was
yes?
the... Would she be matronly, or would she be of the same peer group as the ones that were listening?
That's a good question. They, you know, because the peer group was all kind of semi-matronly. I mean, they would be, the ladies that gave recipes would be, you know, kind of like the older Betty Crocker before they redesigned Betty Crocker and made her younger.
Right.
You know, they'd be that kind of like... You know, smart enough to know something.
So basically Aunt B from Mayberry.
A little younger.
Okay.
A little younger than Aunt B. Yeah,
right.
but you know, along those lines, yeah. And they, you know, she'd say, you know, talk about what they had at the church social last week, and then she'd give you the recipe for it. So I figured I'd use this opportunity here on Pig Talk to present a recipe for a classic Midwestern dish, which is butter beans and ham.
Yum.
Now, see, you say yum because you don't know what a butter bean is. Butter beans are delicious. They're
Isn't
really
he like
good.
A wrestler
no.
gone,
no.
turned into a
an
a
evil
prize,
villain?
Prize
no.
fighter?
No, butter beans
very bald.
Butter beans are really good, but they are lima beans, and I know you don't. I know you don't like lima beans, but when they are a type of lima bean.
Oh, gross!
Do you remember the time we went to the lima bean festival in New Jersey down at? Cape May. That was so good.
I hate Cape May.
No,
I hate lima beans.
No, lima beans are good. When they grow up and they stop being green. No,
they taste like they taste like locusts.
No,
it's
they
the
don't.
Worst.
Crickets are good. You can eat crickets. You can eat locusts.
Yeah, you can also eat lima beans.
You can eat lima beans. Lima beans are fine.
What's that other thing that's made out of lima beans that I hate?
I don't know. What?
It's not jambalaya. It's Hoppin' John.
No, that doesn't have lima beans. It has
succotash.
Succotash.
Oh, it's such a great name. It's such a savory name. Like when I hear the name succotash, yum.
Yeah.
And then
it's lima beans and corn, right?
It's horrible.
No,
it's the worst.
You're thinking of the little green lima beans, right? When they get big, they get really big and kind of flat and they're white colored.
Like those toads?
Yeah,
like those South American toads.
Like bean toads.
Ugh.
Yes, like toad beans.
It's disgusting.
Butter beans. They're really good, right?
Okay.
And they are. Mm. So here's how you make butter beans and ham in the Midwest. You go to the store and you buy a can of butter beans with ham in it, and then you heat it up at home and eat it with your leftover cornbread. It's delicious.
I'm sure.
It used to be one of my staple meals till I moved to Brooklyn.
Oh.
And the stores here don't have canned butter beans with ham.
Well, they have Hormel chili.
Yeah, no, that's not the same. This is butter beans, right? It's just like this bland, flat, white bean with big chunks of ham in it. It's really good.
Well, that sounds
and
good.
I looked for it online, and I can't find it online. And I don't think it exists anymore. I think they quit making canned butter beans with ham.
No.
I think they did.
Can't believe it.
No, but like, okay, so
there's too many Midwesterners.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think Midwesterners have stopped eating good food.
What are they doing? They're eating falafel.
Yeah, maybe. They're I don't know what they're eating.
Well,
they're
you know,
eating something.
You know, the trucking industry has changed.
That's true. The Sikhs. Maybe they're all vegetarians and they won't eat butter beans with ham anymore.
That would be really funny if your Aunt Karen was
eating
falafel.
We got to get Aunt Karen on the phone next week and ask her if she eats falafel.
Falafel, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so the other thing they don't make anymore that I know for sure is Grandma's sorghum.
No, they don't make...
It doesn't exist anymore. Grandma's molasses...
They don't make bloomers anymore, so why
molasses,
would they make sorghum?
Grandma's is this brand, and they used to make molasses. They still make molasses, right? They make Grandma's molasses. So they used to have Grandma's sorghum, and you could use that to bake with, and it was really good in oatmeal cookies.
Mm.
So I called. I couldn't find Grandma's sorghum in Brooklyn either. So I called up their customer service to ask if I could order some sorghum directly from them because I couldn't find it in stores out here. And they didn't even know what I was talking about.
Well, that's because you have two heads.
They said, what is sorghum?
You have three eyes.
What is sorghum, they said. The people that used to make the sorghum didn't know what the sorghum was.
Our standards have fallen.
It's sad. So anyway, you're gonna have to look up your own recipe for butter beans and ham. It's going to be a lot more trouble than going to the store and buying it in a can. And it was perfectly fine in a can. There was nothing wrong with it. But if you make your
perfectly fine the way Hormel chili is versus real chili.
Well, it was, no, I don't think Hormel chili is very good. But I
no,
think,
it's
I
the worst.
But I think, okay, it's perfectly fine
but when
the
you're
way.
Hungover.
Okay, no, I'm never hungover. It's perfectly fine in the same way that salad at Rite Aid. When you go to Rite Aid and you buy a salad at Rite Aid. It's like perfectly fine. It's just like the salads you get at the airport before you get on the plane. It's just like that. It's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Perfectly fine. All right?
I think the use of the perfect implies greater quality.
No, perfectly fine is Midwestern way of saying not very good.
Yes, that's it.
Perfectly fine.
I knew it.
Yeah, you got to learn how to talk Midwestern.
You guys are, you know, impenetrable.
I could give you my cornbread recipe.
I would not make it.
I know, but and you know why else
Because
most people
won't
make
it.
No, yeah, because I will make it. That's true. And most people don't want it because it involves bacon drippings.
Love bacon drippings.
I know.
You turned me on to bacon drippings.
I know, right? City hipster folks who eat all that bacon and they throw the drippings away, and I don't understand it. You should keep a crock of bacon drippings on your stove at all times.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you are out of luck, because you can make a lot of delicious food with bacon drippings, and you should always have them around. I took some of my cornbread. Do you remember that time they had that big potluck dinner for DC Comics? It was like a holiday thing, and we were all supposed to bring some kind of potluck dinner.
Participated in that?
I did, and oh. I brought my cornbread, and I had to put a little sign on
it. I'm sure I'm the only one who ate it.
I had to put a little sign on it warning people that it wasn't vegan.
Vegan.
Or vegetarian or something.
Okay, that brings me.
Yes.
Can I interject?
Yeah, sure.
I have absolutely zero problem with vegetarians or vegans. I mean,
yeah.
I'm like right on,
right.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yes.
But why do you guys need your tofu to taste like hamburger? Why do you need your
jerky to
taste like bacon?
Yeah.
They're
tofu jerky?
They're tofu jerky.
They make tofu jerky?
Yeah. I don't know what they make their stuff out of, but
right.
Everything.
Okay.
Like when I was working at that national chain.
Yes, that store.
Grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So many people would tell me how great this totally false, like, sriracha sauce, tofu sausage just tasted like the real thing. I'm like, well, why are you even bothering?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
if you don't want to eat sausage, you shouldn't eat
sausage.
Right?
If you have a thing against that, then don't eat it. It's not, if you want a meat substitute, eat a ton of mushrooms. I don't know. You know, I just never got that. It's like, I don't want my steak to taste like broccoli. So.
Yeah, why do you want your broccoli to taste like steak?
Exactly.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess it's a way of a carnivorous sort of like superiority. Mm-hmm. But there you go. I did it.
Well,
don't eat sugar, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Don't eat sugar.
Yeah, don't eat a lot of sugar. That's the other thing. Like vegetarians,
everyone can agree on that.
Yeah, I think a lot of the vegetarians I knew, they just ate junk food, because it was vegetarian, so it had a lot of sugar in
it. Twinkies are very vegetarian.
You know what else scares me?
Hmm.
Okay, about cornmeal. Back to cornmeal.
Love cornmeal.
I know. The last bag of cornmeal that I bought, and you probably don't know this, but I put it in the pantry with the warning still on it. It had a warning on it.
Maggots?
No, it said safe handling instructions.
What do you mean?
For cornmeal, right? It says you can go look when we get home. Safe handling instructions: do not eat or play with raw cornmeal dough or batter. Wash hands, utensils, and surfaces after handling. Cook thoroughly before eating.
Why?
I don't know.
That's totally bizarre.
I know. It's just cornmeal. Why do I have to wash my hands after I touch it? I thought,
Oh, does it have gluten?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it. I have to look up now and find out what's wrong with cornmeal that you can't touch it. I think that was really weird.
That's completely bizarre.
I've never seen anything like that.
I'm sure I've handled raw cornmeal.
Yeah,
And somehow I've lived to tell the tale.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, this just in, romaine lettuce is safe now.
Thank God.
Because, the romaine was all poison for a while, especially if it was grown. Sentient romaine grown in Yuma, Arizona. The last poison romaine shipped out of Yuma, Arizona on April 16th, probably in a Sikh-driven giant truck semi.
No,
and,
they're on the West Coast.
Oh, they're on the West
Coast.
Sorry,
Yuma.
Well, Yuma is not west enough?
Not west enough.
Okay.
No, it's California. Is really the hotbed of Sikh
activity. But also Canada.
In the lower 48.
It's California.
California. 40%.
Well, all
truck drivers are Sikh.
Where? In California?
In California.
40%?
40%. That's pretty.
That's a lot. I didn't realize.
Outrageously high, isn't
it? No, I didn't realize it was that much.
18,000 new truckers are all Sikhs.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Now, do you think if you go to a truck stop, and you know how, like, if you're like a strange elitist Northeasterner, you know, and like the country music stops, and then all these guys stare at you, and like they're really intimidating because they're badass hombre truckers.
Yes.
Now that we have such a Sikh population, you think like a little effeminate, you know, elitist Northeasterner like me, if I mm-hmm. walk into a Sikh truck greasy spoon,
mm-hmm.
you think the Bhangra would stop and they'd all give me like that look like...
No, because as you said, the Sikhs defend all religions and stuff. They're probably very tolerant and accepting.
Oh, well,
even of people like you, they would probably accept you. I think.
See, I like the Sikhs more and more.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad they're driving the trucks. That's good. Somebody's
absolutely.
Gotta do it. Somebody's got to do it. Oh. So I guess that was our poison crop report for this week. Maybe we'll do.
So the romaine is good now. It's all clear.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah, because romaine only the shelf life of romaine lettuce is a month, which seems a long time to me.
Yeah, that seems crazy.
That seems crazy long, right? So they
sounds unnatural.
They cut it down in Yuma, Arizona. They put it on a truck. Probably,
where they don't have water.
Probably,
by the way.
Yeah, probably not driven by a Sikh. And they ship it somewhere, and it goes out on the shelf in your local supermarket, and then it poisons you with E. coli bacteria, and you get super sick. And then, that's after a month, they take it off. So they stopped shipping the poison romaine on April 16th. So this is May, what's today, 17th? So it should be off the shelf. So you should be safe buying romaine from now on unless you...
Until there's another outbreak of
Ebola. Unless you shop at that one Key Food in Brooklyn where they keep the stuff out for like a month after it's bad.
I don't think they have those Key Foods in Brooklyn anymore.
They don't? They're
I'm
gone?
Sorry, hon. I think those are gone?
Long
gone days. Those are like, they're gone with the bodega with the smell of the roach bomb.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are actually nostalgic for that. I'm like, are you kidding
that's
me?
That's horrible.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting. But anyway.
All right. Hey, you know what we never got to that we started to talk about? Was the sports report. The big news, pig news in sports this week.
Trenton Pigs.
Yeah. The Trenton Thunder.
Trenton Thunder.
Okay. The Trenton Thunder, their normal logo looks like a big blue poo holding a lightning bolt. It is the weirdest, ugliest logo. I don't know where they got it from. They are a minor league AA affiliate of the New York Yankees, so you would think they could hire a graphic designer who could draw a thundercloud that didn't look like a big blue poo, but they are celebrating their 25th anniversary season, and they're wearing special uniforms every Friday night starting tomorrow, May 18th. And it doesn't have the big blue poo on it. It has a special... Friday night only celebratory logo of pork roll.
Pork roll.
Pork roll. The New Jersey pork product. Pork roll. Yes. If you go see them tomorrow in Trenton, they're going to be playing the Bowie Bay Sox, which is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, and you'll get to see the Thunder play their inaugural game in their brand new pork roll uniforms. Celebrating the official pork product of New Jersey with an anthropomorphized slice of pork roll. Grinning on
and
their hats.
And that's kind of like a cinnamon swirl looking thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Really ugly. It looks like baloney with the logo that they have, this grinning pork roll face wearing a hat. It looks like a slice of baloney with acne. It's
by the
really
way, bologna is disgusting.
Bologna is disgusting.
What is bologna anyway?
I don't know. It's kind of like mushed up meat in a roll.
Oh, it's
right?
The worst. It's so disgusting.
I mean, you could do a list like in order of disgusting rolled meat products, and like bologna would be at the very bottom, and then the standard hot dog is not that much better. And then I guess somewhere a little higher up would be pork roll. People in New Jersey love that stuff. And tomorrow, the first 1,025 fans, and I don't know why they picked that number, ages 21 and older, are going to get a free pork roll apron. And there's going to be dollar pork roll sandwiches all night. And the
dream realized.
It really is. It really is. And the team is going to be selling various items of pork roll clothing, because who would not wish to be clothed in pork roll? right?
To be swaddled in pork roll exactly. is to be closer to God.
I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
Exactly. I'm glad right. you're able to quote scripture in,
I am.
In this.
In relation to
in
the
relation
pork roll,
to pork roll
uniforms of the AA team of the Trenton Thunder. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. So that's pretty much...
Well, this just
that's
in,
pretty. Oh, wait, what? We got something.
Key
on the
Foods still in Brooklyn.
Key Foods is yep.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're. I'm sure.
You don't
they're
know.
They're catering.
You don't know.
I'm sure they're catering to the new clientele.
You don't know.
See, I did that cracker thing again.
You did. You said clientele.
Clientele. And
okay. You don't know that though.
Yes, and yeah, I don't. I know nothing.
You don't know that.
I know
you
nothing.
Don't know that they clean. I mean,
I
we had an A&P in our fancy town, and,
very
and
fancy
that
town.
Place smelled like garbage every time you walked in the door, and it was so nasty, and everything was rotting.
Yes.
It was pretty, and I'm sure they didn't take their poison romaine off the shelf.
Well, when I worked in that national chain,
yes,
our turnover was so fast,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't, you it would, it was crazy, and nothing would last. Although,
oh, you mean the turnover of the product, not the turnover of the employees.
No, the
oh, okay.
employees stick around in general.
Did you sell pork roll there?
No, we didn't. But there would always
did you sell
be,
Taylor ham? That's the other name that
no,
it goes
we
by.
Were not,
no,
we are not. We're not a.
Okay.
I've had Taylor ham. That's kind of
that's pork roll.
Oh, that's pork roll.
Yeah,
oh.
they call it. People in New Jersey argue over what they should call it. Pork roll.
Oh,
or Taylor
it's
ham.
The tangy meat.
Yeah, it's tangy.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, it feels
I'm not
like
a
it. It feels
fan.
Like it. It feels like it's kind of tastes like it's pre-rotted. Or
yeah,
something.
It does. It
yeah,
does,
it's got that little.
It does have that out in the sun too long sort
yep.
of taste.
Uh-huh.
But there would be like an errant bag of produce or something
mm-hmm.
way in the back, and it would be like 3 months old. It was always funny because somebody, you know, customer would always find
Ew.
Out. Oh my God, this is three months old. How did that happen? And it's
well,
like wow.
That A&P that we had in our town, they had a fresh or free guarantee for about a year, where if you found an outdated, you know,
oh, carton, that's how they went bankrupt.
Yeah, if you found an outdated carton of milk, they'd give you one for free. And I never paid for milk for like a year and a half that we were there. Every week I went in and I said, okay, here's the rotten milk. And they'd say, oh, we'll get you one from downstairs. Every week.
That's nice. Now, was it a year ago or longer when pork belly was taken off as a
oh, hey.
Sort of national standard of
you know what?
Finance. What?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that this has been Pig Talk on WFMU.
We haven't even gone
East
to
Orange,
their intellectual
WMFU
capacity.
Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. And it's time for Hardy White, so please stay tuned and listen to him because he never has a single
technical error.
Exactly.
To Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now because I've come apart. I am two people. There are two of me. Me and me. There are two of us. You and me and you and I. That's not three, that's still two. Everything is two. We're a family. A wonderful family. A divided family. But a family. Come on with me, friend. To the edge of the ocean. We'll take a walk. I love to do that. Listen. Is that the sound of our footsteps in the muddy sand? Or is that the sound of a fish flopping around? Oh, no. Maybe it needs my help. Look at it. What should I do? Is it stranded? It's gasping. It needs to go back in the water. No, no, no. It's not even alive. Is it? Is it calling out for me? To my heart and I can't hear it? Am I telling myself it's just some old plastic bag flopping on a log? And not a creature suffering? Or our footsteps? How do I know it needs my help? Maybe it's supposed to do this. I'll just let that fish flop around like that a little bit. And then when it stops, my dilemma is over. No one has seen me. No one has seen me ignore the fish. This would have happened had I been here or not. All I did was witness a thing. To say that the fish needed me to save its life. Well, I think that's unfair. Wouldn't he have mentioned it to me? Say, oh, Hardy, call me by name like that. Hardy, throw me back into the water. I am but a flopping fish here on the edge. Oh, I've stranded myself. Have you ever done that, friend? Have you ever swum to the edge of the ocean and accidentally said, I'm just going to go up on land just for a little bit because I want to get a sherbet. Yeah, get me one. A sherbet. You say, I'm going to go up, I'm going to sit on the beach, and I'm going to eat a sherbet. And then you're confronted with some sort of sea drama. Some crab eating some smaller creature. Not a leprechaun. What are the very tiny people? They might be fairies. I don't know. They look like actual people. And someone was trying to tell me, oh no, that's some sort of plastic figurine or child's toy. I said, no, no, no. Unlike the fish, I know for sure this is alive. And I saw a crab grab it by the neck, like that. And the tiny creature was helpless. Should I intervene? Or should I continue to enjoy my sherbet? Now they say if you get sand in your sherbet, it becomes useless. And I say it's just a different kind of experience. Getting sand in your sherbet to me is a lot like a pomegranate. Have you ever tried to eat one of those where the seeds are so integrated? The seeds are so ingratiated. What's the word I want? There's more seed than meat. When I was a child, my mother would take me on vacations and we would travel around mainly in the car and go to different destinations. And I remember distinctly a false memory of going to a historical recreation village. Now, they have lots of those. Say, oh, it's really the Civil War or something like this. But this was a subtle one. And the entire setup, now this was in the 1970s, was meant to look like the 1960s. So people would act out what they thought maybe life was like 10 years ago. Oh my goodness. And you felt immersed in it. You'd talk to them and they would answer you, not as a 70s person, but as a 60s person. And use all the kind of slang of that time and say, oh, yes, what's your favorite song? And say, oh, semi-detached suburban Mr. James. Oh, that's appropriate for the time. And those were good times. My mother and I in the car, getting to know one another, getting to know one another's temperament and finding out that both of it was kind of bad, a bad temperament. But that temperament was relieved by pit stops at Howard Johnson's restaurant. Oh, yes. Howard Johnson's started as a restaurant, ice cream, and then went on to have a hotel, lovely motel chain, and then with the accompanying restaurant where you could get fried clams or you could get a hot dog that had been bisected and fried, all sorts of things like that. Unique, a diet plate, which was a, I believe, like a peach on cottage cheese. And that's a lovely memory for me as a child thinking back. So, you know, some of the things I liked about childhood, it's just going there, taking a car trip and stopping at Stuckey's or something, say, look at that pecan log. Look at it. When I was a child, I dreamt that I was at the bottom of the ocean. And I was greeted there by one of my uncles, who appeared to me as a sea turtle. And he said to me, I have something for you. And he presented me with a box. And he assembled the parts in the box. And it became a robot. And he said to me, this is your brother. I have made you a brother. I was an only child, so this shocked me. A brother. A robot brother you have presented me at the bottom of the ocean, my uncle. Yes. And I woke from this dream, and I don't remember if it was one of those dreams that had been inspired by a fever or illness, or whether it was just a strange dream that I had had one night. About 10 years after that, I went to my father's hometown. And my uncles were there. And they introduced me to a young man. And they said, you don't know this, but this is your brother. We've never told you. We thought maybe you'd be upset. I had a brother. And I knew this. I knew this because I had been to the bottom of the ocean. We weren't close after that. We didn't have anything in common.